Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Kelly Express Marts, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aero Quip Credit Union, Top Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavator, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes live once again from the Breslin Center. I guess we can just call it the Brez. That's what we would say most of the time. Home of the Michigan State Spartans, but today it's the home of the Concord Yellow Jackets. And very excited to be here for state championship basketball, brought to you by Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. And our pregame brought to you by Kelly Express Marts, where you can go get your Form Energy drinks and chicken nuggets and mini tacos and underrated pizza, I think, in the area. It's up there as good as anybody's.
Well, if there is one in Concord, don't go to it because it's empty. There's nobody working. I'm looking across the way. It looks like the entire village of Concord is here at the Brez today.
Last one to leave, turn off the lights, and hopefully when they get back to town, turn on the lights at the Cadet, start serving up some food and drinks and celebrating a state championship. They got to get the job done today, though, against Detroit Douglas in this state championship game in Division IV. And easier said than done, this is a good Detroit Douglas team. We saw them win on Thursday, beating Dollar Bay, coming all the way from almost eight hours. So I'm sure it was 8-plus hours to get here from up there with the weather and everything that's going on in the UP. Meanwhile, Detroit Douglas didn't have that far to travel, but they beat them. They're here, and this is a pretty good team. They did lose seven games on the season, but looking into that a little further, they only lost to Division I and Division II opponents with 16 or more wins on the season.
Yeah, that's... Concord's going to have their hands full. You don't get to the state finals with being slouchy, right?
Right. And then they, noteworthy, they won the state championship in 2021. So they've gotten it done before. And, boy, they've got some good players out here, including stellar freshman Damani Oliver, averaging 22.5 per game. And he led the team to a victory on Thursday was their leading scorer and looked like the best player on the floor a lot.
Yeah, and youth is being served there. They have two sophomores and a freshman. The freshman you mentioned and then sophomore Quinn Davis and Demavion Smith-Poe.
And what do they say? The article said the future is now. They've got these young players, but here they are in the state championship, and they're not thinking about how good they are going to be in a year or 2 years. They're thinking right now it's time to get a championship and maybe the start of a dynasty, that kind of feeling.
Yeah, well, Demavion as a sophomore listed at 6'3", and he's going to get to go to school. He's going to be the one that's going to be on and be guarded by Connor Stevens, I think, and good luck with that.
Yeah, we'll continue to laud Detroit Douglas just a little bit more, as you said. They've got... I was reading in this article from the MHSAA that they have, at least 9 points per game for six players that average 9 points per game, and seven players have had a high on the season of at least 18 points. So the scoring can come from kind of anywhere if they want it to, and it's going to be tough to come by, though, against a good Concord defense.
Yeah, the one game that we saw, the shooting was coming from anywhere. Yeah. It was whoever had the ball. So I believe they'd be balanced. It's almost like who has it was shooting it the other night.
And maybe a different look from what Concord's seen throughout the tournament. Matter of fact, I think we've seen them play against teams that want to be bruising. They want to use up a lot of clock they want to kind of shorten the game and make possessions long and get a good shot. This Douglas team has looked like, at least to us, that volume was more of their aim, and so the shots will go up quickly. They'll take a lot of them, and in the end, they may have several guys who score a lot, and it's going to be offense versus defense, and I think Concord's comfortable in a game that ends up being high scoring, however.
Yeah, I think Concord sure seems like the kind of team that can play many different styles. They can, you know, muck it up in a half-court game, but I think they don't mind. You ask Jeff Smith if he minds getting out and run, I'm going to tell you, he's going to say, I don't mind that one bit.
Yeah, at about 20 points per for Jeff Smith, you got 12-plus and, what was it, like 14 points, 13 rebounds, something like that for Connor Stevens. And then a cast of characters beyond that. Darrell Dean Jr. has been player of the game for us in the postseason. Zach Stevens nearly took the player of the game award away from his brother yesterday or Thursday. So, yeah, the Concord team is ready. They deserve to be here. I think even you and I, seeing them back against Hanover Horton in maybe December or January, we said to ourselves, this is going to be a good team in Division IV. And we didn't know how good at the time, but here they are, and they definitely earned the right to be here.
Yeah, and you know, Steve, on the way over, we were talking about Brady Garrett. I think he's really an unheralded, super important piece to this team. He takes care of the ball. He plays good D, and he'll knock down that three if he ever gets a chance. He just is more of a facilitator, but yeah. I love that guy's game as well.
Yeah, so we're ready for a good one here. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break on the pregame. When we come back, we'll get the starting lineups, get you closer to tip-off. It's the Division IV State Championship here on WKHM. Online at WKHM.com. Our pregame brought to you by Kelly Express Marts.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof. Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh'sAffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, a special Saturday presentation of the Division IV State Championship here. Concord Yellow Jackets and Detroit Douglas, the Hurricanes, 20-7 for Detroit Douglas coming into this one. And again, every one of their seven losses were to Division I or Division II teams with 16 or more wins on the year. That's pretty, you know, if you're going to have losses, you want them to be those kind of losses against way better teams. And they play in a conference that's filled with teams like that, that are bigger schools, tougher competition every year. And that sets them up to be in a place like this and feel comfortable going against the best talent in Division IV.
Well, hey, maybe Concord will be the first non-Division I or II team to give them an L tonight.
Yeah, well, let's root for that, but let's also get the starters for Douglas. Right.
Well, for the Hurricanes, I said they were young. Only senior in the starting lineup, Jeremiah Thurman. Then we have 6'1" sophomore Quinn Davis, 6'3" sophomore Damavion Smith-Poe, 5'11" freshman Damani Oliver, and the 6'3" junior Kamari Howard.
Yeah, Oliver at 22.5 points per game. Thurman, 16.1. Nathan, 12.3 per. And as you mentioned, Paul, about 11.6. So four guys across the board with double-digit scoring averages, and I think it was six or seven players that averaged at least 9 points. So they can score. We'll see if they can score against this Concord defense. Who are the Yellow Jackets going to send out for us?
Well, the Yellow Jackets, on the other hand, starting four seniors, and that includes 6'5" Connor Stevens, the 5'10" Jet Smith, 5'9" Brady Garrett, and the 6'3" Tyler Rundle, and then the lone junior, Darrell Dean Jr., 6'1".
And we know we'll see a healthy dose of Zach Stevens as well, and I noted, I didn't realize until today that they got those warm-up kind of short-sleeve, hooded, moisture-wicking Concord warm-up shirts and a big gold C on Connor Stevens' shirt. He's been every bit the captain. The statistics are wonderful. The double-digit scoring and rebounds. He's the all-time leading rebounder in Concord school history. But every bit the captain out there directing traffic, pumping his team up, kind of keeping them in line, too, when he needs to. And, boy, you can't underappreciate the value of a guy like that on your team. Coach's favorite player, you probably.
Yeah, he's been super impressive on the leadership stand side of things, and not to mention the outstanding play. We haven't seen him have a lull in his play.
Right, and his game doesn't lend himself to that. He doesn't rely on, I'm going to go cold shooting or I'm going to count on the other team leaving me alone. He's effort nonstop. He's the first guy down there pounding the glass. He's the next, if he misses a shot, he's the first guy to get after it and on the rebound too. So the effort, that kind of, you don't have lulls in that as long as you're committed to it.
Yeah, not to mention he's built like a 6'5" barn.
Yeah.
Out in Concord. Yeah.
He's not getting pushed around out there very much, I'm sure. Well, hey, let's take another 3 minutes. We'll come back and get you closer to tip off. It's the Concord Yellow Jackets and the Detroit Frederick Douglass Hurricanes on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eyrick, your local realtor with the Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eyrick at the Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance Etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsurers.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here, brought to you by Kelly Express Marts. As we get closer to tip-off, and quite an ovation from the Concord faithful in attendance today. And we will, again, get you. There's going to be some opening festivities and other stuff. I do want to thank some more of our sponsors, Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool. Thank you to Tom Coffey Softwater, Aero-Quip Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We couldn't do it all year without those guys, and we're glad to get to put some of these games on the radio and make it available to you if you couldn't make it here at 10 a.m. on a Saturday. Well, we're glad to bring you this coverage. Stay tuned to WKHM all day. We got good stuff for you, including University of Michigan basketball. 12:30 today for the pregame. They'll tip it off around 1 o'clock. A tough win, well-earned, over Ohio State on Friday. And so Michigan keeps playing. If they win today, it's a 3 o'clock broadcast on Sunday for the Wolverines in the Big Ten championship. Big Ten tournament championship, rather. And then, of course, Selection Sunday on Sunday. And Tuesday starts the NCAA tournament coverage on Fox Sports 101.9 FM with the first four games. We're going to get the pregame festivities underway here, and in just a moment, we'll bring you the tip-off. Let's take a three-minute break here on the pregame. When we come back, it's game time. Concord and Detroit Douglas on WKHM.
At Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance Etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
for 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as we get the starting lineups introduced in the building. It is quite a full house here at the Breslin Center. I don't know what capacity is, but that lower bowl is full, and there's a lot of purple and gold in there. Concord getting introduced in their black jerseys with gold numbers and purple trim. Detroit Douglas, they got it's red under the lights. It looks orangish almost,
yeah,
but
it is.
White jerseys, red trim and numbers, and a little black color in there too. I like the colors actually a lot.
I like the Gilville shirt still, and I'm still waiting for that. Matt Lehman needs to be delivering us a Gilville.
At this point, they've got to have one or two extras. Get the game started here in just a moment. Pre-game coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Marts. All of our game coverage brought to you by Form Energy Drink. There's a new flavor, Paradise Punch, that I tried. Add it to the list, all five that I've had six now flavors that I enjoy. And there's one still out there I haven't tried yet, Silver Lightning, and I haven't had it in stores, but I can get it online. So check out and find out your favorite Form Energy flavor.
I thought you were going to tell me you had six today.
Oh, no. Usually just one for the morning. I got to say, Brian, it's a factor in this game. When do you think the last time these teams played competitive basketball at 10 a.m. on a Saturday?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's until you've done it. It is true. Your body rhythms and things, that's a real thing. So,
yeah.
This kind of gives you that AAU feel in the summertime.
All right, well, one last huddle up here for the Hurricanes. Connor Stevens waiting in the jump circle there, and they're matching up. It looks like maybe man-to-man here for Concord right away. And it'll be Stevens jumping up against Kamari Howard, the 6'3 forward junior here for the Hurricanes. And he's giving up it's more than 2 inches. He's either overestimating or Connor Stevens grown since they wrote down his height, but Detroit Douglas still steals the tip here, and that's going to be Oliver bringing it up. Goes over to the right wing, out to the top for Smith Poe. He backs it out. Now left side, Oliver on the wing. Skips it across, fire up a three, short. Rebounded Stevens, but I thought he lost it off his leg. He was able to recover. So a missed shot right out of the start for Thurman. Concord ball, Darrell Dean Jr. at the top. finding Jet Smith coming off the wing. He dribbles across the top, spins, pulls up at the free throw line. Got it. Jet Smith off to the 1-for-1 start, 2-0 Yellow Jackets.
Jet Smith making that tough shot again.
Quinn Davis, they bring it all the way around to Poe. And he gets out to the near the jump circle, tries to go off the dribble against Dean Jr. into the corner. Pump fake, and now a drive. Elevation, floater, no good. Stevens, another rebound. Missed shot on that one by Davis. And Concord back again. Darrell Dean Jr. on the right wing. Moves across to the left wing for Jet Smith. He pump fakes, now drives. Little reach there on the D, and now backing it back out. Letting him be a little physical out of the start here. There's Brady Garrett out near the Spartan logo. Moves to the right side. Hands off to Jet Smith there. He catches. Fires three. Short. Rebound goes out to the corner. Garrett saves it. And then almost hit the shot clock there. And out of bounds back to Douglas. 2-0 Concord. 6:37 to play first quarter here in WKHM. State Championship Basketball in Division 4. Hurricanes will inbound and Smith-Poe comes back to get it. He'll bring it over the timeline for the Hurricanes. Both teams man-to-man right away here. Smith-Poe against Dean Jr. moves over to the right wing. Now gets a step, drives. Tough angle there off the window. Miss, rebounded by Dean Jr. He'll look to run for Concord. No numbers. He'll slow it out. Gives it up to Stevens at the top. Goes in against Smith-Poe. Now backs it to Dean Jr. Left wing Garrett comes across to the middle. About 5 steps behind the arc. Looking for Jet Smith. Picks up the dribble. Pivots and gets it away to Stevens. Way out on the floor. Jet Smith gets a step into the lane. Double clutch out the window. Got the tough shot to fall. 4-0. 4 points for Jet Smith. The Concord off to an early lead. Just like they started hot against their last opponent. There's a triple for Oliver. And that's the equalizer right there. 4-0 Concord working for points. And Oliver knocks out a triple. And it's 4-3 Concord.
We saw Oliver do that against Dollar Bay, too, where it doesn't look like he cares about the distance.
Now defending Garrett. He gets a knockaway fast break for Oliver and lays it up softly with the left hand. And the first lead now for Douglas, 5-4. Now setting up a little pressure. Dean Jr. going against Thurman in the backcourt. Gets it over the timeline. Crossing at the top. Now drives. Gets a step, and now we get a blocking foul against Thurman. First foul of the game. That'll send Dean Jr. to the free throw line, I believe. Nope, they're going to inbound it. Calling it on the floor. No Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws just yet. Garrett to inbound. Floats it into Rundle. His first touch of the game, I think. Jet Smith's now got it with Davis in his back pocket. Carding him tightly. Jet Smith gets a little step. Goes up with the floater, kind of a fader, and leaves it short. Rebound to Douglas out to run, leading 5-4. Shot goes up from three, short. Looked like it was going to airball. Stevens thought he had it. Rundle gets it and now gives it up to Stevens. Concord back the other way after the miss. So far, Concord's done a great job keeping Douglas off the offensive glass. And so it's one shot and done. Make it or miss it, but it's done after one. Stevens screens and pops, triple. Got it! Connor Stevens with the three. Concord back in front, 7-5. 4:28 to go, first quarter. 2-point lead for the Yellow Jackets. Back on the D. Oliver's got it with Garrett on him out near the Spartan logo. Right wing for Thurman and gives it up to Smith-Poe, and he'll casually dribble across the middle. They do start their offense way out there, Brian. He attacks, goes over to the corner. Thurman coming out. Back to Smith-Poe at the top. And he'll back it up near midcourt again with Rundle out there on him this time. Hands off to Thurman around the screen. Excuse me, that's Davis. Davis into the corner for Thurman for three. Again, miss. Good box out, Rundle. And again, miss shot. Concord clears the defensive glass. 7-5 lead for the Yellow Jackets. Dean Jr. gets a step. Pretty good reaction there by Thurman to jump out in front, but he's going to get called for the breach.
It's going to be two on Thurman. We know they're deep, but getting a starter out of the game, always big.
And it looks like he will go out as Josh Brooks set to check in. Brooks gives him a little more height at 6'6". Dean Jr. at the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line, and he hits. 8-5 Concord after the make. We're at the 3:47 mark of the first quarter.
We kind of thought officiating would play, you know, how it's going to be officiated. Right now, they're really letting them. Jet Smith is being grabbed all over the place, I feel.
Dean Jr. gets the second free throw to fall. And it's 9-5 Yellow Jackets. Oliver takes the inbound up the right sideline. On the wing now down to the corner. Stevens switches on to him. He pulls up the triple long. Rebounded by Zach Stevens who came in. But he has it knocked away. And there's Josh Brooks paying off for his move into the game. Gets the steal and the layup. And it's 9-7 Concord.
Douglas taking some very long, quick threes right now.
Stevens screams for Dean Jr. at the top. He slips it out to the wing. And it comes over the table here. Stevens was popping out for the three for a moment. Pass came late after he started to cut away, and a turnover for the Yellow Jackets. 9-7, they lead, but Douglas Ball.
Got you your first state final action as you
got
the tip in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you should have shot.
You think? It's my first touch. I didn't want to shoot it too soon.
If you play for Douglas, you could.
You could, yeah. Look at the pressure. Jet Smith, and he stepped on the center line there. That might have been a turnover. They're playing so close to that midcourt area, and Jet Smith came out to pressure. Oliver going around the screen, gets switched with Stevens on him. Now they go to Smith-Poe down on the block against Dean Jr. Tries to bully it in, can't score it. Rebound comes out long. Jet Smith running, has his pocket picked from behind. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Concord ball, though, inbound from the sideline. And a couple subs coming in. Dean Jr. will go to the bench, and Garrett as well as Fraser comes into the game, and Gill Jr. makes his first appearance.
Gill Jr. kind of in there more for his defense. Offense, you just hope that he takes care of the ball.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, get a chance to spell your guys so they can go.
Yeah.
You know you're going to get a break so you can go hard the entire time. Jeff Smith picks up his dribble. Gill Jr. comes out to relieve him, puts it on the deck, looking for Stevens on the block. Against Smith-Poe. One-on-one down low. Smith-Poe with the reach-in knockaway. Heavy Concord ball.
Stevens was kind of setting his man up. In warm-ups, he was working on that move where he kind of drove toward the lane and then came back baseline and shot that little eight-footer. It looked like he was setting him up for that.
Jeff Smith on the baseline floats it into Zach Stevens. Drops it down to Connor, and he'll back it out. Looking to go face up against Smith-Poe. And there's another reach. Got away with one there. And it wasn't even a reach, just kind of a smack at it. It looked like a linebacker trying to knock the ball away from a running back. Now we get a foul call and a dog pile over there. Some humanity on the hardwood. And I think a foul against...
They get Smith-Poe on that?
Should be the call, but... Inbound goes into the backcourt for Jet Smith.
Concord might get some backdoor things as Douglas is really overplaying every pass.
Connor Stevens faces up at the top of the key. Back cut there for Fraser. Now back cut for Jet Smith. Pass a little high. Another turnover by the Yellow Jackets. The third turnover of the game so far. They lead at 9-7. We're at the two-minute mark in the first quarter. And it's Douglas ball into the game for the Hurricanes. Jacoby Nathan. And now we'll get our first whistle against the Yellow Jackets. It'll be a reach on Jet Smith.
It's almost as if Jet Smith is thinking, okay, if you're not going to call any kind of reaching, I'll join the party.
Jet Smith will go to the bench with his first foul, and that'll get Dean Jr. back into the game. The lone starter on the floor right now for Concord is Connor Stevens. Although he's in there with Zach, who plays quite a few minutes, starter minutes. Smith-Poe into the lane, and he's getting caught for shuffling the puppies there. Picked up his dribble and went to make a little jump stop move, but shuffled. They'll give it back to Concord. 9-7 Concord up here, 1:40 to play. And a little backcourt pressure, maybe a half-court trap here for the Hurricanes. Dean Jr. avoids dribbling into it, now gives it up to Gill Jr. He goes off the dribble. Down to the lane. Double team comes to trap in the corner. They knock it away out of bounds. Concord ball.
Yeah, when you come in off the bench, this Douglas pressure it's fast.
Yeah.
It's going to take a second to get used to that.
Inbound coming from the sideline is Dean Jr. Connor Stevens comes to get it. Sets up on the right wing now. Puts it on the deck. Looking to drive. Now back in against Smith-Poe. Into the middle. Gets all the way down. Oh. And we will get a foul against the Hurricanes. Very physical there backing in. I'll tell you what, mistake there. I think Gill Jr. thought he was going to cut and maybe get a pass, but he just brought another man down there to double Stevens. Spacing was a problem there. Concord still with the ball, 9-7 lead and 80 seconds to play in the first quarter. Dean Jr. him out from the baseline. Looking around. Now it's batted away, and they'll have another try to pass it in.
Yeah, you look at this Concord lineup, a little bit limited offensively.
Yeah, they're going to give it right to Connor Stevens. He makes a jab step drive move into the free throw line, pulls up and hits. Just about a step behind the free throw line. Knocked down jumper, 11-7 lead for Concord at the 108 mark. Oliver on the right wing for Douglas. Crosses again. Now down to the baseline. Pull-up jumper. Oh, up high off rim. Rebounded. Stevens goes up high for that one. Connor Stevens putting on a rebounding clinic. Gill Jr. up the right sideline. Now tries to drive. Gets baseline. Into the air. Throws it back to Stevens. He has to make a tough catch. He's doubled. And take a timeout. They'll get one. Coach Gill was over on a sprint to get that timeout. Keep that possession. 11-7 lead, 44.1. First timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. Back in a half a minute on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
So far in the first quarter, Concord leads at 11-7 and leading the rebound battle 8-2. That'll be something that they'll look at as a good sign that things are going okay. Dean Jr. has to throw the inbound pass way into the backcourt, and Gill Jr. will dribble it over the timeline. Coming up the right side. Dribble gets away from him for a moment. Picks it up right now. Fraser gets a step. Help comes. Skips it out to Dean Jr. He'll drive. And on the hedge a little late. And we'll get another reach. 11-7 and 29.9 seconds. And that is the 15 foul. That's free throws for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning now.
Dean Jr. already 2 for 2.
And hits again. You know, well, late in that game against, geez, who do they play Thursday? I forgot them already. Wyoming Tri-Unity, yeah. Christian. Free throw shooting down the stretch was a problem. Right now, off to a great start, 13-7, 6-point lead for Concord. 23 seconds. Smith-Poe goes right side for Nathan. He gets a step. Now left side, Smith-Poe drives. Ducks his head, elevates. Floater off the heel. Connor Stevens' fourth rebound of the first quarter. Dean Jr. in transition, 8 seconds. Now gets a step. Going against Nathan. Stops. Spins. Out to Fraser. 2 seconds. Fraser down to Zach Stevens. And got a good look at a layup. He missed it, but we're going to get a foul for the Concord Yellow Jackets. And Fraser will go shoot free throws. And in the bonus, and again, Fraser kind of stopped and ducking down, trying to find somebody, got pushed to the floor, and so he'll shoot free throws here with nobody looking as the time expired.
Fraser, who does not shoot the ball much, gets to go there now and on the stripe with nobody around.
In the Breslin Center.
Yeah, if he can make 1 out of 2, I'm going to call it a victory.
Concord leads at 13-7, zeros on the time. They may add some time back, I don't know. To what extent they monitor that here.
Yeah, I think you're right. Which there had to be a little bit of time or else it wouldn't be a foul, right?
Right.
Yeah. Theoretically. 0.5 is what they're going to put on.
There you go. And he won't have to stand at the line by himself either.
I think that's a big advantage. Heck, if I was Detroit, I might just back everybody off the line.
Anyway. Half a second, you got time to catch a miss as that goes up off the heel. Time to catch a miss and fling it, but that's about it. And Smith-Poe will come out into the game. Torian Wright Jr.
Said 1 out of 2 would be a victory. Let's see if he can do it.
He does it. split the pair, 14-7. Doubled up here. They get it in and a fling from half court. Oh, that looked good for a minute. Goes off the window harmlessly. 14-7, Concord leads after one, back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
The stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, after one, Concord doubled them up 14-7. Concord shooting 67% from the field, 83% from free throw line. Meanwhile, 25% field goal shooting for Douglas. They've taken some shots, but they've come kind of one-on-one, pull-up style, and if they miss, Concord's been able to clean that board every time, leading them at 9-2 in the rebound battle. Yeah. So right now, all the stats going in Concord's favor.
Connor Stevens with four of them. Yeah. But, man, had I was counting, I would have guessed six.
Yeah.
Four felt like six. You're right. Douglas just shooting just kind of wild three, kind of what we saw them
settling,
do in the semis
yeah.
the other day.
If they start going in, they'll, you know, that kind of, it's like one make will, can snowball into a lot of makes, but with the kind of defense they're going to face every time down, it's not going to come easy. Concord getting out to a lead as they did on Thursday. Got to try to not give this one up. Chet Smith with a fader. Tough shot. Didn't go. Comes up short, and that'll be rebounded by Douglas. Up the sideline, Wright Jr. down to the baseline for Howard. He backs it back out. Oliver's got it. Now swings it left side for Nathan. Looks to go off the dribble against Jet Smith. Hands off now on the wing into the lane. Tapped that Jet Smith move. Gets called for the reach there. Yeah. It's always that when you're kind of doing that swinging blind, if you hit him in the arm, it's legitimately a foul. So
yep, that's two on him. He's going to have to go to the bench.
Gil Jr. will come back in here to replace Jet Smith. 14-7 lead, Concord, 7:24 to play second quarter. They'll float it in deep to Nathan. Douglas ball after the foul. Crossing at the wing. Nathan switched on to Stevens. Gets it out baseline move. Jump stop. Left hand finish. Goes in and out. Stevens rebounds. Missed shot there by Howard, but he had a good look at it. That's about as good a shot as we've seen Douglas get. Dean Jr. gets over the timeline for the Yellow Jackets. Goes left side, screen and pop. Stevens, deep three. That comes off. Good box out, Nathan, and rebound for Douglas up the left sideline. Now turns on the burners. Gets a step floater out the window. Too strong. Rebound battle. And Douglas taps it. Keeps alive. Oliver will pull up. That's a good look from the elbow. And he knocks that down. 14-9.
Right, Oliver's best look of the day. But yeah. He does have seven.
Yeah. He hit that triple, and then he's made some other moves. But that one was just wide open on the loose ball. Stevens dribbling out at the Spartan logo now for Concord. Hands off to Gil Jr. Gets it to Brady Garrett coming out to the top. Smith, Stevens screens. Now left side, Gil Jr. open for three, fires and hits.
Got it.
Big shot, Concord. Good catch and rhythm shot release for Gil Jr. 17-9, Yellow Jackets. They missed picking up a transition and a drive and a bucket there for Wright Jr. And that's going to be a foul on Concord. Missed picking up their guy in transition, and he took it all the way to the glass.
Yeah, you know, Gil Jr. drains that three and kind of did a little celebrating. And there goes his guy.
Yeah. And, of course, found him to make sure he knew it was Connor Stevens, the captain out there. I'm guessing he doesn't lose that assignment again. 17-11. Cut the lead to 5 here with a free throw make. And he does hit from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. And 17-12. Yellow Jackets lead. And we get an inbound from Garrett. A little full court pressure here for Douglas. Garrett's floating it into Connor Stevens. Makes the catch. And that's going to draw a foul. And it's the right call. Connor Stevens going up to make the catch. Saw it. The defender really wasn't looking. It just got up into his grill. Fouls may be a problem a little later on in this game for Douglas. Concord ball in the backcourt. Skill Jr. takes it across the timeline. Into the elbow. Now penetrates. Slow change of pace. Dribble floater. No good. Rebound. Douglas goes to the floor. And with the jump ball tie-up, and that's going to go to Detroit.
Good job by Tyler Rundle getting on the deck.
17-12. Douglas can get it as close as it's been in a while here. Just trailing by 5 with the ball. Oliver will bring it over the timeline. Garrett waits for him there. Goes over to the right wing. He's more comfortable working on that side. Pulls up a quick 3 and hits.
Jeez.
17-5. Just a 2-point lead now for Concord. And Coach Gill realizes that's about as long as he can go without the jet out there. Stevens brings it over the timeline for him. Big Connor Stevens goes to Garrett. Catches, turns, and faces near midcourt. Oliver on him. Tries to hand off to Dean Jr. Now goes down to Stevens on the block. Gets a double team. And he's going to call for walking. Anytime they get down in that space, there's a double team coming. And they're going after the basketball, but it's going to be all about whether they call those fouls or not. And I'll tell you what, that official's been getting the earful from the Hurricanes coach, Pierre Brooks Sr., every time he's blown a whistle so far.
Yeah, well, they've been fouling, and I thought they just kind of mauled Stevens then, too.
17-15. They can tie it up or go ahead on this one. They get to Oliver, gets a step, floats it over Stevens. It goes long. Rebound loose, and Douglas bounces it around. Stevens will get credit for that one. And they give it back to Connor to bring it over the timeline. 4:58 to play, and no stoppages for Jet to check in. Connor Stevens fires up an early three. Not really his game. And they get the rebound. Douglas back up the floor. And Nathan sets up near midcourt. They do like to trigger that offense from way out there. Oliver with Rundle on him. Now coming across, big man Dante Burks. And now goes out of bounds, knocked away by the Concord Yellow Jackets. That'll be Douglas ball. Jet Smith back in, Zach Stevens back in, and Dean Jr. back in. So it's the starters minus the captain out there right now for Concord. And inbound pass Nathan for 3. That goes halfway down, comes out. Baby Stevens with the rebound, picking up where his brother left off. Jet Smith over the timeline now for the Yellow Jackets. Couple dribble moves, moves left, pull up jumper, good D. Missed the shot, rebounded Dean Jr., and he catches and fires. That's a miss. Rebounded Oliver for Douglas, and he's looking to run. 3-on-2, now 3-on-3, stops at the top. Lost his footing for a moment, thought we had a tie-up. But instead, Douglas gets the ball loose, skips into the corner. Nathan looking to shoot, no, goes baseline behind the basket. And we got a foul against Concord there. And that's going to go against
Zach Stevens. Yeah.
Well, I believe.
Kind of thought he might have stepped on that out of bounds line. You know, when Connor Stevens came out, almost the demeanor of Detroit Douglas team just looked like, okay, now we can attack.
A little more bold. They get it down to post. Smith Poe on the block. He skips it out. Brooks for 3. It's going to go short. Rebound tap. Smith Poe. It'll go out off of him. Should be Concord ball. It is the call. 17-15. Concord holding on to this 2-point advantage. 3:56 to play first half. Concord got out to a 7-point first quarter lead. And now Douglas made a couple shots and battled back. And the defense has been good by both teams. Screen for Brooks. Garrett, and they go to the other side to Smith, working one-on-one with Nathan. Gets into the lane. into the air. A little contact, loses the ball on the gather, and a dive on the floor and a timeout from Douglas. 30-second timeout there. 17-15, 3:38 to play first half. 30-second break on WKHM.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Nothing coming easy in this one. Just 17-15 our score, 3:38 to play. First half, 14-8 the rebounding edge for Concord, and neither team shooting it hot. 30% for Detroit Douglas, 38% for Concord, so Concord came out shooting a little hot early, but they've been missed their last few, and really it's because the defense has been tough, and they're letting it be physical out there too, these officials. Frazier getting in on Smith Poe, makes a spin move in the lane, floats it off the window and scores it. We're tied at 17.
A tough shot. I don't know if he even meant to bank it in.
Right. Dean Jr. on the wing against Smith Poe, driving on him, now backs it out. Out to the top for Frazier. Looks left, fakes right, goes right. Dean Jr. there on the wing. Dribbles out to the top now. Stops, pulls up three. Off the heel. Second chance, no good. Stevens offensive rebound. And we're going to get a whistle on that one. Stevens goes up high to get that and bring it down. That might be the first offensive rebound for the Concord team so far.
Let's see if they could get something good look off this out-of-bounds play.
They floated in deep to Gray. Dribbles over left side, gives it up to Dean Jr. Now on the dribble drive, pull up in the lane, floater goes. Took a little roll, but it goes down, and it's 19-17 Concord. I like that play on the inbound to get Dean Jr. that shot in the lane. I bet he makes that about 80% of the time. There's a drive for Oliver, missed the shot. Offensive rebound, Smith Poe. Got away with a walk on there. Puts it on the deck now, working against Gray. Now goes left side, hands off. Nathan going to penetrate. He goes off crazy fast, gets in deep, and Stevens got him with the body. That'll be against Connor Stevens. And free throws coming for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning from Jacody Nathan, the 5'8 junior guard. And that was quick on the catch. His takeoff speed was lightning quick.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a play that I've been seeing a lot in college as well, where somebody drives in there and just uses their off arm to make the contact, and then the defensive player always gets called for a foul.
Yeah.
I feel like that should have been on Nathan. And I'm not being a Concord homer or anything. Right. That's what I'm seeing.
He makes the first free throw. 19-18 Douglas trails. 2:27 to play first half. It's Nathan's first point of the contest. He's got a couple boards already, though.
We noticed his calves last game.
Yeah.
He is wiry strong. That's the definition.
Yep. Makes them both. Big trip to the line. We're tied at 19. Dean Jr. takes the inbound pass. Dean Jr., Frazier, Gill Jr., Connor Stevens, and Jet Smith on the floor for Concord. 2:17 to play first half. Dean Jr. sets up a midcourt left wing. Jet Smith deep, going to Stevens on the block. Backing in. Spins away, gets to the baseline, now back to the middle, into the lane, and gets all the way in there. Maybe a little contact, but pretty good defense. Rebound and a fast break for Douglas. It's Poe Smith, or Smith Poe, and he floats it past the defense. And first lead of the game for Douglas, 21-19. Or not the first lead, first lead since they led 5-4. Connor Stevens on the wing, spots up, triple, short, long rebound. Douglas grabs it. And Nathan, clear it out, take his time, bring it over the timeline. 21-19, they lead, 94 seconds to play in the first half. Nathan left side, pump fake, drive. And a spin move gets in, blocked. Stevens gets the loose ball, now Frazier. Now 3-on-2, Jet Smith, they steal it from him. He's got Gill Jr. on the block. Goes up, swatted away by Brooks. Fraser finds Dean Jr. Three short. Gill Jr. keeps it alive for Concord. Jet Smith wants it on the wing. Now Dean Jr.'s corner. Shot goes. Three-point Concord. 22-21 Yellow Jackets. What a wild stretch that was right there. Big block by Brooks, but a good rebound. Concord got it to the right guy. Dean Jr., a couple tries, got the second one to go. And Concord leads by one with 49 seconds to play in the half.
Steve, in the middle of that, Connor Stevens in that defensive battle, hurt his knee, and he is hobbling right now. He never even made it down to the offensive end.
And it was Burks making the move into the basket initially there for Douglas. He's in there still. And Nathan comes out to get it for Douglas after going down by one. Get it away to Oliver, and Fraser coming all the way out to midcourt to get him. They get it to Smith-Poe. He goes left side. It's Nathan. Oliver comes out to get it, and Fraser goes right out on him. They're kind of holding it out for one here. 15 seconds. Smith-Poe out near midcourt with Gill Jr. on him. Gets a step to the left hand into the corner. Spot up. Nathan got a three. 24-22. Steal the inbound for a layup, and that's it for the half. And a big finish there for Douglas. Sees their lead stretch out. 26-22 to go into the locker room with a four-point advantage.
The old five-point run for Jacody Nathan in 2.5 seconds.
We got a halftime break here and a four-point lead. A little shell-shocked, I think, the Concord fans after holding on to a lead most of the way through that half, and they saw that shrink. And just, we said it kind of, if Douglas started making some shots, they had a chance to get back into this and take the lead. And they did just that. Now they end the half with 38.5% from field goal and 33% from three, and that's markedly better than they were at the finish of the first quarter. So heating up a little bit. They closed the rebound gap a little bit too. And what do we got? Just one turnover credited to Douglas compared to seven for Concord.
Yeah, no, that was twofold, making their baskets. Not only are they scoring, but that allows them to kind of press. And that was where Concord started to falter a little bit.
And
there
we saw that against
quarter.
We saw that against Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian as well. When they started putting that pressure on, Concord did give up their lead. So something they'll have to talk about in the locker room. We'll take a three-minute break here at the half and get you ready for the second half when we come back. 26-22, Douglas leads Concord on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the Alro team. Alro Steel and Alro Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At Alro, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Concord led most of the way through the first half, but see themselves with a four-point deficit heading into the locker room at the break. 26-22, Douglas leads. And Brian, how do we get to those points totals?
Well, for Douglas, they had Torrin Wright Jr. with three, Jacody Nathan with seven, five of them coming in the last 2.3 seconds with a three and a steal and a layup. Joshua Brooks had two, Demarion Smith-Poe with four, and Damani Oliver leading the way with 10.
Their leading scorer on the season, on track for to be right around his season average for sure. How about for Concord?
Well, for Concord, Connor Stevens with five, all coming in the first quarter. Jet Smith also with four, also coming in the first quarter. So those two not scoring a second quarter point, I bet that hasn't happened very often. Trent Frazier with one. Marcus Gill Jr. did come in and hit a nice three. And Darrell Dean Jr. leading the way with nine, including a three-pointer and four for four from the stripe.
Connor Stevens also chipped in seven rebounds, one offensive board for Concord, who shot just 35%. I mean, they were the higher percentage shooting team throughout most of that half, but going to the locker room with 35% to 38.5% field goal shooting, Douglas ended up being the better shooting team overall, and that's what Concord's going to have to get better looks, and they got that Dean Jr. three kind of out of a scramble. But the looks were hard to come by later in that half, and Douglas just got better defensively the whole half.
Yeah, Douglas is super quick, strong, and the officials are letting them put their hands on him. So, yeah. Which, you know, the rule is if you're impeding progress, then it's a foul. You can actually put your hands on him, but there sure looks like some impediment to me on some of these.
Yeah.
And ask Jet Smith, I feel like. I mean, he's looking at the officials left and right, and rightfully so, yeah. On half of them.
Yeah, I think when he's gotten a step to penetrate, that's when they start kind of grabbing or pushing, and that would be exactly what you said, impeding progress. And I think Connor Stevens got called for a turnover or traveling or something, and then he went over to show the official his leg because he had a bruise or a cut or something. So it's been physical. We kind of expected it to be that way, and as we've gotten later in the postseason, the games have seemed to be more physical every time. So no shocks there, I suppose.
Yeah, I hope his leg is fine. In that last scrum there in the last minute, he went down and he was limping. Let's hope that he can come out of here fine.
Yeah, Yellow Jackets, 7 out of 20 shooting in the half, 3 out of 10 from beyond the arc. And, again, I think we'd agree some of those just weren't good looks. There were a couple times Connor Stevens came down and just pulled up, you know, without really running a play or running the offense. And if you start hitting those, great, but that's when he was missing them. He did have one three-pointer where he screened and slipped it and popped out for a triple and knocked it down in rhythm. And I'd like to see a lot more of that. And, But it's not just the player making the shots, but, gosh, you're having trouble finding them if you're dribbling away and that defender's in your face, you're not look. You can't really look around to see who's open or where a good pass is. So the credit to both defenses for making it tough to score in the first half.
Yeah, and sometimes like Jet Smith, his strength of fearlessness can also be the detriment too. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he's wanting to show, hey, you guard me as hard as you want, I'm still going to score on you. And in doing so, he's taking a couple tough shots where fouls or no fouls, they're not calling them. So you got to be careful there if you're Jet.
So we'll take another 3-minute break here at the half. I don't know if we get extra long halftime here or whatever, but we'll keep the coverage going here on WKHM, online at WKHM.com. And, oh, by the way, over on Fox Sports 101.9 FM the rest of the day, the MHSAA coverage of the rest of the championship games coming up at 12:15, Division I Rockford takes on East Lansing. As we can see, some of the Rockford fans in here starting to get some orange mixed in with our purple. And then at 4:30, Division III, which is Arts and Technology Academy of Pontiac taking on Pawama Westphalia. And then Division II, the nightcap at 6:45, Freeland and Hudsonville Unity Christian. Again, all those games on Fox Sports 101.9 FM today. We're here at WKHM with a Division IV state championship. Concord trailing Detroit Douglas 26-22. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more coverage at the half on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at the half. 26-22, both teams back out of the locker room shooting their warm-up shots. And yeah, Brian, I guess, what do you do to adjust if you're Concord?
Well, instead of warming up shooting, I'm warming up with two guys just hitting you and being ready to handle the ball that way, because that's got to be what it feels like to them. But, hey, you know what? That's still part of the game, and you have to be ready to do so.
Yeah.
I do think that, and I mentioned this, I do think some backdoor, and I wouldn't be surprised if they come right out of the half setting up a play where they fake one out to Jet Smith and kind of catch him going backdoor.
Yeah, that's going to be available with the way they've been aggressively guarding, especially on the wings. We're here at the half, again, 26-22. Let's see, Concord, as a team, seven turnovers is no good compared to what they just got, one turnover credited to Douglas, because really they would get shots up and miss, and that was how Concord was getting the ball back. That's why they have an 18-11 rebounding edge.
It did feel like those turnovers led to points as well. Like they weren't just throwing it out of bounds. They were live ball turnovers, or the pick six, as Tom Izzo, I think, likes to call them, since we're here.
Four assists for Concord to two assists for Douglas, and Yellow Jackets 5 of 6 from the free throw line. 3 for 3 for Detroit Douglas. Let's go ahead and take another 1 minute break, and we'll come back and get the second half started. It is 26-22 Concord trails at the half of the Division IV state championships on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Brian, we noted two fouls early for Jeremiah Thurman, and he went to the bench. I don't think he came back the whole rest of that half, so that's just another weapon back in the arsenal there for Douglas. We'll see. They did have pretty good depth, and, you know, that Coach Brooks seemed to go with whatever lineup he liked at the time, and that might mean four guys who aren't even starting.
Yeah, well, you talked about pregame, seven guys that have scored 18 or more, so there you go. Concord, on the other hand, Connor Stevens with two and Jet Smith with two, and Coach Gill understands he can't afford to leave those guys out regardless.
Yeah.
Get them a minute here or there, and I'm sure he's hoping neither one of them pick up number three real fast in this third quarter.
Yeah, a lot of it's going to come down to how this gets called, officiating wise, Brian. And Concord, I think, used to at least down in where we're from, a little quicker whistle. But the last few rounds, it hasn't been that way. So you got to adapt. And it'll be Concord ball to start the second half. They're moving away from us here in the from the sideline of the Breslin Center here. Garrett to inbound, and Rundle coming out to get in the backcourt. Starters on the floor for Concord. Garrett takes it over the timeline. Screen, Rundle was going to screen, then slip. Stevens slips a screen. Garrett picks up at the wing and now gives it up to Dean Jr. Dean Jr. off the dribble, gets into the lane. Loses it on the gather, now gets it back though out to Garrett. Pump fakes, now drives into the lane, jump stops, elevates, shoots off the window and scores. Look at Brady Garrett going, calling his own number on the play. Big bucket for Concord to start, cuts the lead to 226-24.
Garrett real quiet in the first half.
I don't know if he took a shot. Oliver's got it. He's got the job of guarding Oliver, the leading scorer. He goes right, spins left, pump fakes, floats, and scores it. 28-24. Dean Jr. coming in with the ball now. Stevens, they've had him handle it over the half-court mark a lot because they haven't been pressing him when he brings it up.
Yeah, they like that matchup with Demarion. Maybe not as quick to be bothersome.
Left side, Jet Smith catches deep three, fires and hits. 2-for-2 shooting out of the gate here for Concord. Cuts the lead to 128-27. We're at 6:51 in the third.
It's a welcome sight to see that Jet Smith three drop.
Found some space there. That's probably as good an open look as he's had. And Oliver pulls up a three. It goes short, long rebound grabbed by Smith. In transition now, 1-on-4. He takes it into the elbow. They back up. He pulls up and hits. Concord leads it again, 29-28. A little 5-0 run for the Yellow Jackets.
Jet Smith started the game out hot, too. He likes the beginning of quarters, odd number ones.
Nathan starts out there for Douglas here in the second half. Smith Poe with Rundle on him. Now Smith out guarding on Wright Jr. Back in the game here is Howard, who started, and now you get a whistle away from the ball against Garrett. If he grabs somebody or what.
You know, I think that's actually a good whistle for Concord because the officials are looking at some things, and if they're going to call that on them, they're definitely going to get some calls on that other side as
you
well.
You anticipate anyway, something like that, if that's going on. Smith pulled him inbound from the baseline, gets into the wing for Oliver. Rundle's on him. Oliver wants to clear it out, takes a deep three instead and hits. There goes Douglas back in front, 31-29. Concord ball, Garrett goes to Stevens. Yeah, Oliver coming way down to get Garrett in the backcourt. He'll give it up to Stevens. Hands off to Dean Jr. out at the top. Dean Jr. off the drive. Gets in, elevates off the window and scores it. Good look for Dean Jr. 31-31 tie. Oliver quickly back up the floor to Nathan. He's going to go in, elevates. Too strong. Stevens gets that rebound, number 8 for him. Garrett in the open court. Transition to Smith, left wing in the corner. Dean Jr. 3. Long. Rebounded Oliver. Here comes Douglas. Oliver up the floor, left sideline, just avoided stepping on the end line. Good eye by the official to see that heel didn't touch down. There's a steal, Rundle, and Smith Poe gets in there and commits the reach in. Rundle making a play there, just defending his man, and when he passed it, he reached out in the passing lane and cut it off. Smith Poe reaches in on that play and gets a foul, and it's Concord ball, tied 31-31. Putting on the press here is the Hurricanes.
Yeah, not just getting the ball for Concord, but that Rundle steal gave Smith Poe his third foul.
He goes to the bench. No, he's still out there. I'm sorry. They did substitute.
Do I have that wrong?
And Thurman back into the game here. There's Jet Smith making a move. Elevates, floats. Uncomfortable switch hand. Stevens nearly had the rebound, and now we're going to get a whistle, and I think that's going to go against Connor Stevens, and it is.
Oh, it
seemed like a tie-up to me, but that's number 3 on the captain. 31-31 tie, 5:03 to play third quarter here at the Breslin Center. Douglas ball after the foul. Left side, Jeff Smith with the steal, and double-teamed, and they call it out on Douglas. I thought that went off Smith. Tried to get fancy with the behind-the-back dribble there in traffic and forcing it to keep the possession. Another turnover created by the Yellow Jackets. Smith, right place, right time. Just happened to pick that one off.
Might have been one where he didn't want to call a foul, so he just gave him the ball.
Yeah. Garrett in the backcourt. Oliver tracking him up to the half-court mark and now over to the left wing. Garrett picks it up. Down to Smith, or Stevens on the block. Back cut, Garrett into the air. Drops it off for Stevens. He missed, gets his rebound, put back block. Next chance, now it's a foul. Two shots coming for Stevens.
You know what, I think the official realized that
counted
Detroit
it, yeah.
hit the net on that attempt of a block and just counted the basket for Stevens.
Yeah, I thought I saw him signal 2 free throws, but you're right. That block came kind of up through the net, and that'll be a basket interference. So 33-31, Concord. Stevens gets credit for the bucket and a couple more rebounds. Smith Poe driving against Rundle. Now they switch. Oliver in the lane. Drops it down low. Good pass. Too strong of a shot from Howard on the block. Concord rebounds again. Dean Jr. in transition. Left side for Stevens. Spots up. Fakes it. Garrett still open on the corner wanting it. They skip it to him. He catches. Fires. Garrett for 3. Hit it! Concord. 36-31 lead. Brady Garrett having himself a half. Smith Poe now for Douglas. Gets into the lane. Drops it off on the baseline for Thurman. Back out to Smith Poe. He'll back it out behind the arc. Picks up looking to feed Howard on the block against Jet Smith. They do have a mismatch there size-wise. Oliver all the way back near midcourt. Looking to drive on Garrett. Gets the step right side. Crosses back left. Now back right into the corner. Smith-Poe jab steps and drives. Skips across Thurman into the corner. Nathan for three. All the way around. Good ball movement by Douglas. And an open look for triple. Cuts the lead to two. 36-34. Concord, though, still in front. Stevens will take it over the timeline. Smith-Poe is going to meet him there at half court. Gives it up to Dean Jr. He's right there at the top. Drives right side, crosses, now into the lane. Picks up the dribble, pivots. Kind of a jump hook there by Dean Jr. Missed and rebounded Smith-Poe running the break. Left side Thurman cuts into the lane. Drops it off for Nathan. Great feed and a layup for Nathan. And we're tied again at 36.
Douglas starting to share the ball a little bit.
Yeah, great fast break. 36-36, and now Stevens gives it up to Garrett right side. And we're going to foul away from the ball, and they're going to call that against Jet Smith, his third.
Yeah, that was just pure frustration right there. Nathan all over Jet Smith. That was just a two-hand shove into the chest. And Jet's third now, too.
They've got Stevens
with
just
two. I'm wrong, and I think the board's more likely to be right than I am.
They're doing it in an official capacity. Near steal by Garrett. Pull up for Nathan. Trying to catch fire here. Goes to the floor, but rebounded by Zach Stevens back into the game with his two fouls. Garrett, both Stevens, Jet Smith, who catches the handoff, steps back. Dean Jr. in there. They walked away from Jet Smith at the three-point line, and he nails a triple. They just kind of left him when he picked up his dribble. 39-36, Yellow Jackets. Oliver gets a step into the lane. Tries to back it out. Nearly threw it away. Smith-Poe recovers into the corner for Nathan. Missed the three. I don't think Nathan's taking a jump shot where he hasn't fallen down in an attempt to get that foul call. Smith-Poe down the lane gets a reach.
Boy, who did they get on that?
I didn't see the number.
Oh.
Oh, they get the offensive foul?
Oh. Wait, what did they call there?
Not sure.
I think they got Demarion Smith-Poe with a kind of a push-off. And I said he had three before, but I think
he
now
just had
it's
one.
Three.
Yeah, no. The board's got him with still one on there. I don't know if that's updated. I think they gave Thurman his third. Into the air, Dean Jr. turns it over. Oliver's going to step back for three on the fast break and missed it. And he falls down. They're going for that every time they shoot a three. I don't think the officials are being fooled.
Just fall down no matter what.
Yep.
There wasn't anyone really that close to him.
No. Dean Jr. picks it up in the backcourt. Coach Gill calls a timeout. 39-36. Concord with a three-point lead and a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. Concord leads when we come back on WKHM.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's Affordable Dumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
39-36 Concord lead. Dean Jr. to throw it in.
Steve, after being down by four at half, Concord making up seven so far through this third quarter.
Definitely.
With how many
better.
Seconds left?
90.
I even could figure that one out. But I know that's your thing, so I'm going to let you have it.
The backcourt to Fraser. Dean Jr., you get anything in you want to get in? Last boys game of the year for us. Dean Jr. crosses at midcourt, gets in. Great pocket pick there by Davis. Now a fast break for Douglas. They've been great in the fast break. And I think Fraser going to get called for a foul there. That one felt a little soft compared to what had been whistled already today.
That sure did. And again, maybe it was in Concord's favor because they kind of had numbers, a little three on two. Called that little bump. Marcus Gill Jr. back in for Concord.
Inbound for Smith-Paul to Nathan. Gets out to midcourt. Thurman, right side. Smith-Paul. Or excuse me, Nathan. He crosses, gets a step. He's very quick when he decides to take off. Coming around the screen, Thurman jump stops on the baseline. Double team, backs out Nathan. Extra pass, Smith-Pohl for three, hit it. We're tied again. Good ball movement there again for Douglas. When they penetrate and get a kick out and get an extra pass, they're getting good looks. Jet Smith out on the wing. Double team coming, they're trapping. He goes to the baseline, steps back, pumps, three, short. Long rebound, Oliver grabs, gets it ahead to Thurman. Smith tracks all the way down. What a hustle by Jet Smith to get down and stop that fast break layup. Nathan now to the top. They're going to have open three. Oliver got it short. Long rebound, though, going to stay on this end for Douglas, and we'll get a timeout for Coach Brooks. 39-39 tie with 43.9 to play in the third quarter. And we'll keep it here. Coverage brought to you by Bailey Excavating, County National Bank, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. Lammers. Our free throws for Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning all day. Thank you to Kelly Express Mart, Form Energy Drink, Northwest Community Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool. Great crew of sponsors and getting us to a championship game here on a Saturday at the Breslin Student Event Center on the campus of Michigan State University.
For Aspen, kind of a tough one today because Detroit only gone to the stripe three times. Concord just six.
Yeah.
All in the first half for both squads.
And that's six shots, so that's three trips. And two, yeah. So five times I've had to say their name at free throws. They've been getting, and who knows if it stays this close, they may get many, many mentions late in this one when the officials change their mind and start whistling things. Do you ever notice that, like, down the stretch when they think a team's trying to foul and they just start whistling it really fast?
Yeah.
And sometimes the kids are like, well, I wasn't trying to foul.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if Douglas holds it for one. 43.9 seconds, it's kind of a long time. I think they did do that in the first quarter, though.
They get it into Oliver out near midcourt.
Concord comes out a little 1-2-2.
Yeah.
I kind of like that move.
Thurman on the wing. Now out to Smith-Pohl at midcourt. Left side, it's Oliver coming out. They are kind of four corners in it here at 25 seconds. 39-39 tie in the third. Thurman holding it out by the logo. Gets it back. Threw it back and forth with Howard. Back to Thurman. 39-39, 10 seconds. And now Jet Smith comes out. They go into action. Jet Smith, great defense, knock away. And they're going to get him for the reach. We said that, Brian, that a lot of times that can get called for a foul on that reach around knock away, and they've done it twice in this game. And he did, you can see the replay showed up there where he did just kind of get him in the ribs maybe.
Yeah, and Steve, you can't afford to pick up your fourth with that play.
Right.
And I know we even called it the Jet Smith move, and he's been successful at times, but you got to know when and when you can do that.
Thurman at the line for Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning and hits it.
It's funny, if I'm not mistaken, Jet Smith talking to the official, and he's, I think he just said, you know, that was my fourth. And I think the official said, well, don't reach.
Yeah, four for Jet Smith. We'll be monitoring that situation for certain. Connor Smith with two. Zach Smith with two.
Got a box out here first.
5.3 seconds left. 40-39 Douglas. And Thurman hits a pair. 41-39, Connor Stevens will inbound. Again, 5.3, so you got to get an inbound. Dean Jr. on the run out. He's going to have a chance to run it. Get Zach Smith. Layup. Oh, left it short. Got the look they wanted.
Oh, did he get a foul? They called a foul.
Wow. Free throws now for Zach Stevens with 6/10 on the clock. I didn't hear the whistle. It got so loud in here.
And the coaching staff from Detroit, and I think I tend to agree, that looked very clean.
They're not going to take it back, though. 6-10, 41-39. Zach Smith hit a couple big free throws late in that contest with Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian, and he hits that one. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We spoke this into life. We said they haven't gotten enough talks. And now here, two free throws in the last 10 seconds of this this quarter.
Yeah, Zach Stevens just cool. His first point of the game. Hopefully that's his first 2 points.
Got them both. Casually knocked them down. And no shot. And we're tied after 3, 41-41. We got 8 minutes to decide the Division IV state champ back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eyrick, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eyrick at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes after three. We've played to a 41-41 stalemate. Again, both teams came out pretty good in that third quarter after, I think, struggling to shoot in the first half. Concord now shooting 41.2% for the game to 39.5% for Detroit Douglas. 40% three-point field goals for Concord. Definitely got a couple big ones there. A couple open looks for Jet Smith mattered quite a bit.
Yeah, Jet having 8 points in that third quarter. Unfortunately, picking up foul four. Brady Garrett stepped up in that quarter with 5 points.
Yeah, he kind of came out of the locker room at halftime kind of looking like maybe he needed to be the guy. They left him alone, and he didn't disappoint. Knocked down a triple and made a nice one, like kind of a one-on-one move that we haven't seen out of him really for most of these playoffs. They're on the defense to start here, tied at 41, under 8 to play now. And here comes Oliver. Gives it up to Smith-Poe with Connor Stevens off the guard. Left side, Brooks into the game. Smith-Poe now back at the top, looking to lean in on Connor Stevens. Gets a screen, goes in. Tough floater, gets his own rebound though and backs it out. Brooks catches, fires three, short. Rebound, Howard knocked away, it's loose. Smith-Poe goes to the ground for it, out of bounds, and they'll call it off of Detroit.
And I thought Gill Jr. did a good job boxing out, and I thought he went over his back. But again, officials have been letting a lot of stuff
go.
Yeah,
and I mean that, both, they go to the floor hard on that one. There was some contact, but the right call, went off, called it off the right guy, and there's some bellying up there of Smith-Poe out at midcourt for Connor Stevens. Gives it up to Garrett, deep on the right wing. Moves now across to the middle. Hands off left side, Dean Jr. He steps, crosses over three. And that was maybe deflected. Zach Stevens saves it under the basket, goes right to Oliver, and he's transitioning to the offense on the right wing. Couple crossover moves against Garrett. Garrett gets into his basket. Now he drives. He's going to go all the way in. Blocked by Stevens. Dean Jr. catches and runs. Fast break, Concord. Dean Jr., kind of a one-hand floater. Stevens cleans it up, but missed the putback.
It's a couple that he's missed that he never misses.
41-41 tie still. Smith-Poe in the backcourt with Dean Jr. on, and he'll try to bully in there. Left side, Brooks catches, fires a three. That one short, goes across the board and out of bounds, and that'll go off of Douglas.
Concord's okay with letting Brooks shoot from way out there.
I don't think Coach Brooks like that at all.
Yeah.
Still 41-41 tie here. 6:39 to go. Gill Jr. comes back to get it in the backcourt. Gives it up to Garrett with Oliver tracking him. Garrett takes over the timeline, goes up to the left wing. Oliver, a little reach there. Screen at the top. Scoops it over to Stevens for a triple. That goes! Connor Stevens hits. 44-41 Concord.
That was big, big time.
Now in the half court, it's Thurman working against Garrett. Change of pace, dribble, jump stop in the lane. Loses it on the gather. We are going to get a reach. And they're going to get two shots. And that goes against Stevens.
Wow. They gave him a shot on that?
Yeah. Connor Stevens now 10 points, 14 rebounds for the captain.
And three fouls, which I like because I thought it was more than that earlier.
Yeah. And Thurman makes. Douglas has been good at the free throw line. They still haven't missed. 5 out of 5 at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning Charity Stripe.
How about Connor Stevens looking over at the student section, tell him to get loud.
And that one goes to good shooter roll for Thurman. They get it into Gill Jr. in the backcourt. And scoop it to Garrett, who will trigger the offense now for the Yellow Jackets. Jet Smith on the pine here with four fouls. Garrett gets a step now all the way in the lane. Scoops.
Oh.
And I wondered if we were going to get a whistle on that. A lot of contact as Garrett got up in the air. And we will get a free throw trip for Brady Garrett to the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning Stripe. Concord leads at 44-43. They can stretch it back out to a three-point game with this trip for Garrett.
Steve, that's four now on Jeremiah Thurman. Foul trouble for both teams. Jet Smith still on the bench.
And Garrett missed it.
It'll be interesting to see when Coach Gill decides to come back with him. He's kind of got a minute mark in mind, maybe the four-minute mark. We'll see. I guess it depends on score, too. Concord's maintaining right now without him.
Thurman goes to the bench, but I don't know if you like that. Nathan's been pretty good when he's in. And Garrett gets that second one to rattle home. 45-43, two-point lead for the Yellow Jackets. 5:55 on the clock, ticking down to the end of this one in the Division IV State Championship. Nathan has the ball out near midcourt, moves over to the left side. Deep, now left wing for Davis. Davis dribbles back out deep. High post, backs it out. Howard to Oliver. Davis in the corner. Nathan moving that rock quite well right now. Does Douglas. High post. Smith Poe turns and shoots. Missed it. Gets his own rebound again. He's done that a few times. And now turns it over. They getting some physicality over there in the wing. And now we're going to get a foul against Howard in the backcourt trying to pressure.
Yeah, well, he shoved Stevens. Just
45-43 Concord, and that's going to be the second team foul against Douglas here in the fourth quarter. Howard has three now in the game.
Got a little Brady Garrett shoe tie in timeout.
He's going to sideline inbound, but under pressure, gets it into Stevens. Connor gives it back to Garrett. Oliver greeting him across the timeline, giving him a little space here. Now Garrett crosses. Screen at the top for Stevens. Smith Poe tries to jump it. Runs through Garrett. It was the right idea and a near steal, but instead it's too much body and a foul call. That'll be three team fouls now against Douglas, trailing by two.
Yeah, and I sometimes make a little error here with fouls, but I have with four, the board just with two. That's a big discrepancy.
Garrett's got it now for Concord, and Stevens directing him a little bit to go left. Now coming back across for the screen. Stevens slips. He goes back to him now deep for Connor. Driving in against Smith-Poe. Crosses. Double team coming now. They retreat. Smith-Poe knocks away. Gives Stevens a dribble back. Gets a step on him to the baseline in the air. Off the window. Connor Stevens with the bucket. 47-43 Concord. Stevens took some time there, but he got the right thing done at the end. I thought Smith Poe should have let him be there and have to give it up. There's a quick three by Oliver. Didn't hit anything. Concord rebounds. Marcus Gill Jr. out ahead up to dunk. And he'll get fouled on the way up. Hangs out the rim a little bit there.
you know, it looked like the coaching staff's a little angry with Gill trying to dunk it and not just lay it in, but I think that was necessary. He was going to get it blocked if he tried to lay it in.
Right, that
this
was
this way it drew the foul. I don't mind it.
I don't either. In that moment, sometimes yeah. I think these guys who have that ability don't try it enough because, again, it's a harder play to get blocked and not foul. And that's going to send Gill Jr. to the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. 47-43 lead for the Yellow Jackets. Deep knee bend, and that one comes off the side.
Yeah, Gill Jr., we haven't seen him at the line very much. And here's the Jet Smith answer. It's 4:26 was the time in mind.
Gill Jr., by the way, he seems like a player who is a sophomore, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to, you hope he does it in the next couple of years, kind of get used to that because he's long and lean.
Yeah.
And if that, he kind of grows into that.
Kind of has that baby giraffe
yeah.
feel right now.
He kind of grows into that. All that athleticism is going to be great for Concord in the next couple of years. Not bad for him right now here in the state championship, and he gets that second one to fall. That's big. 48-43 Concord now. 5-point lead as Jet Smith checks back in with four fouls.
Looks like his pops is telling him about maybe not dunking that, but again, I'm going to stick up for Marcus Jr. on this one, and I think that was the right basketball play.
Davis gives it up to Thurman back in with four fouls himself. Both of the guards, four fouls on the floor right now. Oliver out deep. Thurman. Douglas is a lot better when they move that, when that ball goes around the floor without hit. We say that all the time. It goes around the perimeter without hitting the floor. Quick into Oliver in the corner, down to Smith-Poe. Zach Stevens with a knockaway. Did it with no contact. You know, they didn't have to decide to whistle or not. Great defensive play. Jet Smith over the timeline. Goes left deep, and they're out to check him. He spins away from Nathan. Picks up the dribble, looking to give it up. Gives it to Zach Stevens. He'll dribble out, knocked away from behind. And Jet Smith is going, hey, that's a reach when I do it. Smith keeps it, or Stevens keeps it rather, down to Dean Jr.
Oh.
Elevation and hanging in the air to double clutch. 50-43 Concord at the 3:29 mark in the fourth quarter. Thurman settling things down for Douglas. They're going to have to take a timeout to talk it over, a full timeout. 3:24 to play, 50-43 Concord in the lead after a big bucket there and was near turnover, but Concord holds on to it. Dean Jr., right spot. They find him down there, and that was a tremendous play to hang in the air, double pump it, and finish off the window with touch.
Yeah, and Steve, I think this Concord drop into this zone this quarter has really slowed things down for Detroit Douglas. You know, they've been able to just drive at will and kind of get shots, even though we might not think they're good shots, but against this zone they look kind of befuddled.
Yeah, and then it's sometimes when a team is playing really fast and out of control, that zone slows them down and gets them into a better mindset. In this case, they weren't really out of control. They
yeah.
did play fast, slowed them down, and now, like you said, it's ground their offense a little bit to a halt. 50-43 Concord leads it here with as good a lead as they've had since about, gosh, partway through the second quarter.
Yeah, and here we're at the 3:24 mark of the fourth quarter, and Detroit with just a pair of free throws this quarter.
Concord defense, and they've been good without fouling. And now they've got, you know, Jet Smith has to be good without fouling. But we said he's gotten called twice on a reach for that wraparound knockaway he tries. They just tried to do it to Zach Stevens and no whistle.
Well, and if I'm Concord, I know, you know, we know what they just saw the other day.
Yeah.
So this lead, even though 7, it feels a little tenuous. But you want Jet Smith out there for free throw making because he will step up and make free throws.
Yeah, he's, and Concord still, that look in their eye, they never look like they don't believe they're going to win.
No.
And that's, you can't just add that when you need to. They just have that.
The memory of a goldfish, right? Forget
yeah.
about what happened last game with this lead. It's pretty close to the same situation.
It feels like it. Nathan back and forth with Oliver in the backcourt against the zone. High post for Smith-Poe. He makes a power move. Goes off the window. Missed. Rebound bounce, but it goes right to Davis, and he finishes.
Unfortunate.
Couple of taps on the rebound, and neither one could squeeze it. It was really both Stevens battling each other, and it goes to Davis, dropped off for a layup. Jet Smith now deep on the wing into traffic. Loses it for a moment. Recovers. In a double team. Backs out to Dean Jr. And he'll back it out. 2:48 to play. Smith trying to screen for Davis. Dean Jr., he goes to the baseline area, picks up his dribble, gets stuck, drops it under to Jet Smith deep. What's he going to do there? Double team comes, and we'll get a timeout from Coach Gill. 50-45 is the Concord lead, and a couple plays that made Coach Gill feel like we better let's settle it down a minute.
Yeah, you're hoping the players kind of forget, unless they took something from it. But I'm guaranteeing you the fans and the coaching staff are having a little deja vu right now, and not in a positive way.
So we got 50-45 Concord leads. There are just one team foul on the Yellow Jackets, four team fouls on Douglas. So the next one is free throws at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Two timeouts left for each coach. And again, we're at the 2:37 mark here, fourth quarter. Jet Smith with four fouls, three fouls on Connor Stevens, just one on Garrett, and then Dean Jr., no fouls this far into the game. I think that was true on Thursday where he had like one foul in the fourth quarter and that was it. So he manages to play defense well, but also play it clean. And then two fouls on Zach Stevens. That's kind of the lineup we expect. I don't think we'll see a substitution unless Jet Smith picks up number five. This is the lineup that's been in there getting it done for Concord throughout the year and throughout this postseason and definitely in the overtime on Thursday. So Concord comes in here having played tight games a couple of times. Douglas only really had nothing really close up to this point. And now Garrett gets a drive, missed a layup. He wished he could do that,
eight
more times,
look,
and he would miss it again. Yeah, 50-45, great play out of the timeout. Smith Poe hands off to Oliver. Jab steps, now looks to elevate. That looked like a deep two-pointer. And Nathan going up behind Smith, steals it away but can't squeeze it. Now Concord gets it out, running the break. Three on one. Give it to Zach Stevens, and he finishes at the bucket with the left hand. 52-45 the lead now, 2:03 left. Quick move by Nathan and missed. Rebounded by Connor Stevens. Gets it out to Dean Jr. Good catch there by Dean Jr. to not step on the sideline. Now he looks to penetrate one-on-one at the basket. Scored it!
Oh, yes.
52. I think the scorekeeper gave that to the wrong team. There's Davis getting in with a lefty layup. And they're going to get a score update here. 54-47, I think, is accurate now. A 7-point lead for Concord, and they stop the clock here. Minute 41 to play in this one. And trading buckets there. That's good for Concord. Trading buckets is good.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk all the time about when you have a lead like this, you want to use some clock. But I will say, Concord's trying to use clock, they're going to turn it over. So getting those layups, you get them. I don't care if it's 3 seconds in the possession or whatever, they'll take that. This is a tough team to have the ball just move around and expect to kill clock.
True. 54-47, 1:41 to play. And Davis with a couple of buckets here for Douglas. Is he the guy you start looking to at this point?
Well, I know this, when you're Concord, if you do come back out, and I'm assuming they'll come back out in that zone, they're going to take threes. You got to make sure you put a body on somebody and don't give up any offensive boards.
Darrell Dean Jr. now with 15 points to lead Concord, 12 each for Jet Smith and Connor Stevens. And Connor Stevens has been doing his damage on the board, 16 rebounds for Concord's all-time leader and the team captain here.
Yeah, I mean, how often have we said it? Feels like sometimes he's the lone wolf down there on the defensive glass. He's got to come up with it.
I'll tell you what, man, it's got to be fun, and maybe their sibling rivalry or whatever, but to be in this stage and be here and playing with your brother and having him play well like that, that's got to be fun. And who could love it more than their parents?
I'd love to take a pic right here, in front of us, of the Stevens brothers together. We could frame that and send it to the family.
They're ready to take this inbound as we get ready to finish this game out. Garrett to inbound, and we get a whistle right away.
Oh.
And that's team foul number five and free throws for Concord. And I didn't see who grabbed, but
they got Quinn Davis.
And if
I don't know, maybe that's what they wanted to do, just right. to lengthen this game out.
If Douglas had anything in mind that they were going to foul at all, then that's fine. Yeah. No time goes off. You just got to – you're rooting for missed free throws anyway, and it is Zach Stevens who goes to the free throw line. He hit his first two, and we'll see if he does it again. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws coming up. And that one goes off front rim.
Usually at the end of games when nerves kick in, short is what happens, and that was definitely
indeed
short. You know, you talk about that, and you're right, they're going to lengthen the game, and at best now Concord is just going to get a point, but boy, if they watched any of their game against Tri-Unity, you'd think they'd want to try to play D for a few seconds to see if you can get a turnover.
They're able.
Concord has struggled with that.
And that one, little short, but shooters roll. Great rotation for Zach Stevens. Splits the pair. 55-47, 8-point lead. Ooh, near throwaway in the backcourt. Thurman catches it well. Nathan back to Thurman. He'll pull up the three. Oh, went long. Rebounded, though. And they keep it. Knocked away. Concord. Brady Garrett gets the turnover. Jet Smith with the layup. 10-point lead, Concord. 57-47. 1:18 to play. Nathan backs it out to Oliver. He'll pull. That one goes short. Rebound, Connor Stevens. Number 17 on the day. And they'll foul him. Connor Stevens to shoot free throws as the Concord Yellow Jackets fans go wild.
This has a feel. I know I jinxed him with a little early talk last game. But, Steve, it feels like they're in control right now. Maybe that last game was beneficial for them to just kind of
have
be
to gut
there.
It out. Yeah. Knowing you get, once you do that, you have full confidence you can do it again, I think. And Concord has stayed stable. 57-47 lead with 69 seconds to play. And Connor misses that at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
How about that tip away from Brady Garrett that went right to Jess Smith for an easy layup?
And Connor Stevens gets the say. Oh, it rolled off. Almost was going to roll in just like Zach did. Smith Poe comes down, crosses, drives, floats off the rims. Connor Stevens, rebound number 18. And they'll knock it away from him, but another foul call. And Connor Stevens will go back to the stripe. We're at 58.4 seconds, and the lead has not changed from 10.
They got Thurman, and that's going to be 5 on him.
And Jet Smith has managed to get down to this point without committing that 5th foul. Thurman, however, leaves the game with 5.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Connor Stevens will not miss them both here.
Well, let's test that theory.
Good shooters kind of realize, I think he was short on both. He's going to get this one there. I'm sure he's tired legs, but.
There he goes. Got it up there, and it had to roll around for a minute, but it goes in. And 58-47 is the Concord lead. 58.4 seconds remaining.
Brady Garrett talking to the troops there at half court, telling them to.
Got him.
Hold the ball strong.
59-47. They give it to Oliver in the corner. That was the guy I thought they'd be trying to go to for three. As they get to Brooks, has it blocked by Stevens. He rebounds it, too. They go to the floor, and we'll get another whistle. And that'll go against Brooks. And Concord leading at 59-47. Now 48.8 to play.
Stevens, as he's going the line, he's looking at the student section and egging them on. Make more noise. Man, that's another. How many boards is that now for Stevens?
What do they got up there for him? 19.
Just a little 15-19 game.
Starts making you go, what's the Division IV state championship game record for rebounds? Because he might still get to the 20 mark. Oh, he almost got his own on the missed free throw for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 60-47, Smith-Poe goes through traffic into the corner. Nathan spots up, leaves it short. Rebound, Jet Smith this time, and he'll run it into the open floor. And trying to dribble it out, they come to try to knock away. He picks it up. 29 seconds and the jump ball call. Possession arrow stays with the Yellow Jackets.
It almost looked like Detroit was deciding whether they even wanted to foul.
I think Jet Smith was making the play that maybe they wouldn't. But they still seem to want to try to knock it away at least.
Well, if they can get this for a couple more seconds, I think they might just not.
Jet Smith trapped in the corner. Gives it out to Garrett. Swings it out to Zach Stevens.
Gives it back
to Jet Smith. I think we might be done. 19 seconds. Nathan going to come out to check him. Jet Smith, the senior, trying to run it out for the Yellow Jackets.
Steve,
and
that's
10 seconds. Concord is state champions. 60-47. Concord state champions, first time in school history. The purple and gold on their feet here at the Breslin Center with a state championship now. A trophy to take home for Connor Stevens, Jet Smith, and the whole squad.
Gilville is erupting.
They might have to change that sign. Are they going to rename Concord to Gilville after the championship for Marcus Gill and these Concord Yellow Jackets? What a moment for the village of Concord. And I'm just excited we could be here, Brian Haynes, for this moment. This doesn't happen all the time. And matter of fact, in the entire history of Concord High School, it's never happened.
And to think of the rich tradition of Concord High School basketball, and these guys are the ones that get to put their names up there on the banner.
Concord 60-47 win, a gritty performance in the fourth quarter. End up the game shooting 45.5%, 41.2% from three-point range. And I'll tell you what, does this stat make a difference? 37 rebounds for Concord to 28 for Douglas. 19 rebounds for Connor Stevens, 15 points. I'll tell you what, Brian, a lot of times we wait and we debate and we talk it out, but Connor Stevens, our player of the game tonight, with a 19-rebound effort and a great game. And I'll tell you what, I'll give a strong kudos to Detroit Douglas, the players sticking around out here, showing respect to the team. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be shocked if Detroit Douglas was back here again next year, and maybe even the following year. It's a tough thing to do. You never default that. And they're Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian, and boy, that Dollar Bay team will love to be back here again too. But this is a good Hurricanes team, full of talented players who are youthful too.
Yeah, that's a good move by the coach to have them watch, because like you said, when you're starting two sophomores and a freshman and a junior, you're hoping to be back.
Tied at 41 after three. 60-47 the final. What a tremendous fourth quarter by the Yellow Jackets on both ends of the floor. And the captain, Connor Stevens, our player of the game. And we'll stay here with the trophy presentation, and then we're going to have to give up our internet link to our colleague out here. Thank you, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Aero-Quip Credit Union. Thank you, Forum Energy. Thank you, East Jackson. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our free throw line sponsor. Thank you, Lomar Machine and Tool. Guys who have been around all year, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Aero-Quip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water.
Steve, while they're doing this, do you want me to give you a quick point total?
Run them.
Okay. For Detroit Douglas, we had Jeremiah Thurman with four. Quinn Davis had four. Torrin Wright Jr. with three. Cody Nathan with 12. Joshua Brooks, two. Demarion Smith-Poe with seven. And Damani Oliver leading the way with 15.
Yeah, no surprise. He was their leading scorer, but they held him under his average by about 7.5. So good defense on Oliver, and he definitely a player to watch statewide for years to come. Is just a freshman out here, but he looks every bit the scorer for a long time. How about for Concord?
Well, for Concord, we had Connor Stevens with 15 points, 19 boards. Trent Frazier with a point. Jet Smith had 14. Brady Garrett with 14. or excuse me, I'm sorry, Brady Garrett was six, but with some excellent play. We'll talk about that in a bit. Marcus Gill gave him a lift off the bench with four. Darrell Dean Jr. tied with 15 with Stevens. And Zach Stevens coming in with a big second half with 5 points. And again, just some glue plays, just what he does as a freshman.
Yeah, he gave them so much off the bench in this game and throughout the postseason. And see if I can get a rebound total from him, too, because he was instrumental on kind of being that second guy to rebound and help out Connor on the boards.
And while you're looking that up, I'll talk about a little bit about the bench, or the role guys will say, Brady Garrett, who does start 6 points, but again, took care of the ball against just tremendous pressure. I don't know if he had a turnover, maybe one, I don't know about.
Yeah.
But then that big poke away as the game was still in the balance that led to a layup to Jet Smith. Trenton Frazier didn't play a lot in the second half, but man, his defense, and did get a free throw, and every point was huge at that point. Come off the bench. Marcus Gill made a big three and a big dunk attempt, which we liked.
Yeah.
I thought he played great today. Just everybody. It was a team effort. Anybody that stepped on the floor contributed today for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, 60-47 our final here. Connor Stevens, our player of the game, with 15 points and 19 rebounds. Garrett did have one turnover, I found that, but he had five assists in the game. So you'll take a 5-1 turnover assist ratio if you're Coach Gill every time.
Especially against that team. You'll do it against any team.
Yeah.
That team was pressure filled.
Again, the rest of the games here from the MHSAA State Championships on Fox Sports 101.9 FM all afternoon. University of Michigan basketball coming up here at 12:30 on WKHM. And we're just kind of sticking around and kind of checking out that trophy presentation. But we can wrap up the broadcast here. Again, thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Mark and Luke for working on a Saturday. It was definitely worthwhile to see Concord win a state championship. Brian, any final thoughts?
Oh, just congratulations. Again, we talked about the tradition of Concord hoops. And for this to be the team, you got to just, man, that's just pure pride for all the players and the community.
And I don't want to speak like we were like we knew it all along, but I remember distinctly you and I saying when they beat Hanover Horton earlier in the year, saying this is a Division IV Concord team, and Stevens a legit big, Jet Smith a legit scorer, and who knew that the rest of the lineup would be this good all year and this good in the tournament especially. And like you said, complete team effort today. Everybody filled their role as good as you can ask in a state championship game under as much pressure as there is.
Yeah.
And got it done.
And Steve, even in practice, and I'm real quick, Connor Stevens, Trenton Frazier, Jet Smith, Brady Garrett, Marcus Gill Jr., Darrell Dean Jr., Zach Stevens, Colton Gray, Charlie Cole, Wyatt Mandrell, Caden Shook, Darrell Jackson, Tyler Rundle, and Jonathan Clouser. We got to mention all of them because
of them.
Whether they played tonight or not, they're there at practice making everybody better, and that's a team effort.
As two guys have been around high school basketball, the starters aren't as good without those guys pushing them in practice every single time. And it's easy to see the depth on this lineup, and it was great to see them take it. The seniors, the junior, Darrell Dean Jr., and boy, you can't take this away. What a great feeling for them. And I'm glad we got to do our first boys state championship for us, too.
That was fun. And they all got a medal. Same, playing 0 minutes or 32.
And I don't want to put any added pressure on the Concord girls team, but your move, Concord girls. They're going to be in the quarterfinals on Tuesday. We'll be there for that. They're every bit capable of making it back here to the Breslin Center, and this Concord community can come out and fill this stadium with purple again. So for the professor, Connor Dockery, Luke Moorhead, Mark Koss, I'm Steve Boyle, and we're going to wrap it up here from the Breslin Center. Concord is state champions, 60-47 over Detroit Douglas here on WKHM. We're off.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.